For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
There was conversation that was had with Brian Brzee, and he once we got him, that was like, you know, this guy was, you know, probably one of the toughest guys that he had to go against, and that's what we saw on tape. What we saw on tape was a highly competitive, tough, going to fight you all the way through the whistle type of player, and so that's what really, you know, kind of got us interested in him. He's smart, which I think is important, you know, particularly at that position.
That's conversations you have in those end of season wrap up meetings all the time, to try to like identify other players, like get intel around.
I think that probably happens throughout the process. You know, I don't know that it happens right at the end of the season. It's probably, you know, as you're getting into free agency, you'll have those conversations along the way, and you know, they're not all like these planned conversations. They just, things come up like that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what does it say about Brzee that you value his opinion like that just after 1 year?
Let's be perfectly clear about this. The decision was made before Brian gave his recommendation. But, you know, it is one of those things that, you know, when you bring a guy in and your players, respect the move, I think that's positive.
Sticking with the defensive line, Chase Young, any updates on him? How's it been since the procedure with him?
Look, things are going well right now. I don't expect to see him out there on the practice field, working anytime soon. He's been able to participate in some of the walkthrough stuff that we've had. I think that'll be the mode that he's going to be in for, you know, the majority of, this time of year. And then we'll see where we're at when training camp comes around.
What do you anticipate from attendance overall for OTAs?
What do I expect?
Yeah.
I would expect it to be pretty good. I don't expect that we'll have 100% attendance, but I would expect that we'd have a majority of our players be there.
And has there been any further conversation with Marshawn Lattimore?
I had a conversation with him probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought it was a positive conversation. We're moving forward.
Okay, that's the Dennis Allen interview, because right after he said that, he then left the podium. And like I said, Triplett asked him the question, stuck it in there, and he just got out of there. He had a positive conversation a couple of weeks ago, and we're moving forward. So we're moving forward. What did you hear? Did you hear we're moving forward, like positive conversation moving forward? I want to say, I hope that is, we're good. We're going to be fine. We're going to stick it out. We convinced Marshawn that he's going to remain with the Saints. We're not going to trade him, and we're going to do this, you know? So although, you know, I will still keep an eye on that June 1st to start of the regular season timeline that I talked about with you guys a couple of shows ago, I will remain to keep an eye there on it. But hopefully we can, that's a positive thing. Hopefully that's a positive thing. Hopefully, I really don't. We had a positive conversation a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're moving forward. And the reason why I have some apprehension there, family, I'm going to tell you why, because 2 to 3 weeks ago, This was, let me show you. I just showed you earlier. This information was out there. This was the information was out there 2 to 3 weeks ago. This was out there. Mickey Loomis says New Orleans Saints are not actively trying to trade the team's elite corner. So if Dennis Allen's time frame that he gave you, a bit of a, you know, a clue there, as it were, it will put us during this time frame where Mickey Loomis made this statement about not actively trying to trade the team's elite cornerback. Now, they have not been definitive by saying that we're not trading him at all. We're going to keep him. And the reason why a lot of people kind of look at that for them saying it, because, you know, they're not using definitive words that would say, listen, we're not trading him. Forget about it. He's staying, bottom line, nothing to talk about here. But not actively trying to trade. And that this happened during the time frame where this alleged conversation happened that Dennis Allen said he had with Marshawn Lattimore. So, like I said, you take that as it will, man. And in the end, we'll just move forward and see. I'm hoping for the best, because I really don't want them to trade the man. I hope they can work that out and just keep it moving and grooving. That's what I want to see. What's up, Carla? Shout out to you. True says there needs to be a look counter for them. Yeah. He does say he does. What's up, Molly? He does say look a lot. I think that's his Mickey. Like Mickey has the wind up, as I call it. They do that, like, look, and that buys them some time to gather, you know, to answer the question. That's how they, that's just how they address it. You know, that's how they buy time to get their thoughts together while people are asking them questions. Because really, a lot of the questions that the media was asking Dennis Allen, a lot of them, he had to kind of dig into his mind on it, because, you know, he accurately said that, you know, we don't know who's who until we start playing football. And that's right. That's absolutely right. All right. What's up? Michael says we just keep chopping wood. I remember him saying that last year. That got old very quick. All right. What's up? So Darktastic. I hope I've said that right. Q, are we expecting a new intro or something for the upcoming season? Perhaps. I might have something in store for you guys. You never know with me, man. I like to change it up a bit. Tuck says you can say that when you wake up in the morning. We're moving forward. Yeah, I, you know, I'm saying to myself, man, I'm hoping everything is what it is, man. And we're all right, man. St. John says didn't really commit to anything with that answer. I know that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, and then the timeline he gave me, maybe go do some research. And like I said, this is where it was. The 2 to 3 weeks ago that he's mentioning in the interview, it puts us right here when Mickey Loomis said we're not actively trying to trade him, which is they had an interview around that same time frame. So, you know, we'll just have to monitor the situation. That's the best way to say it. Barry says it sounds like riddles to me, Q. Hope they keep them, but the Saints will do what they are going to do moving forward. Indeed. Thank you for that, bro. Appreciate you. Good to see you. All right. What's up, Hoodie? He says, hey, did a live last night about free agents still out there. Who we should sign. I have Simmons, Renfro, and Reisner. Okay, thank you. He says CBS said that Saints as best fit for Justin Simmons. Okay, thank you, bro. Appreciate that. And I like Justin Simmons. I just don't think he works for cheap. Saints don't have a lot of money. But, you know, we'll see how that goes, bro, because, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all hashes out. All right. So anyway, let's keep it going. Next on the docket is, well, you know who it is. Here I go. I'm coming up next. You guys better get ready. I don't have an opening statement. Here I go. It's me.
From the area.
It's Mickey.
I don't have one.
There he is.
You're not waiting for an opening statement from me, are you?
We were hoping.
Because I don't have one. I'm just here to have fun and play golf.
What's your...
Raising money for the Hall of Fame.
We didn't talk to you after the draft. I guess the first question is, for the most part, you kept most of your picks. You didn't trade future capital. You sat still for a couple rounds. I mean...
Well, we traded up in the second round a little bit, a few spots. But, I thought in the first round, you know, we were gonna have to let the draft fall to us, and I think we were fortunate that some players that we really coveted fell to us, and so pretty excited about that.
In general, though, with the spending in free agency and the draft capital, I mean, was there a hope that you could get through this offseason by helping the team a little bit, but kind of conserving resources in the big picture as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that was the mode we were in coming into the off season. Is that, look, we need to still recover from some of the cap things that happened in the previous year. So I would say, yeah, that was probably the case.
Do you think you kind of turned the corner in that regard, Mickey, as far as like?
I don't know if turn the corner is the right word, but look, I think, you know, we're making progress. We're getting back to, you know, the feeling comfortable with our plan going forward. You know, we're always looking 2-3 years out in front. And so I think we feel a little more comfortable.
You feel like you're getting that. You've always had like a good young nucleus
for
a long time. You feel like you're getting that back again?
I do feel like we have a good mix of, you know, veteran players and young guys. And you know, I think you're always looking for prospects to turn into contributors to turn into, you know, stars. And I think we have a lot of candidates in both those categories.
Anything jump out with the schedule?
I mean, look, this is it's always a tough deal for our league. You know, the guys at the league office to create a schedule. They're trying to balance all these different variables. You know, ratings, obviously number one, and then competitive balance and merit is in terms of playing on prime time. And there's just a lot of variables. So I always look at the schedule as it is what it is. We're not going to be able to change it once we get it. So once we get it, we just have to, you know, look at the schedule and hey, what are the nuances that we have to plan for?
You think some of the players in last year's draft are ready to make that jump that you talked about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You never want to have to choose a certain position, but how important do you think it was to find an offensive tackle that you guys believe in the first round?
Well, look, I think whatever you pick in the first round is going to be important, whether you're, you know, adding to a strength of your team or whether you're filling, you know, a particular, you know, hole. Look, I think it was coincidental that this year, you know, the strength in the early part of the draft was offensive line and quarterback, obviously, and we had a need at the offensive line, and that strength, yeah. You know, turned out to be a good thing for us.
How about quarterback? Drafting Spencer Rattler?
Yeah.
Was that, I mean, it had to be a certain player, or you were hoping?
Well, no, I think we didn't go into the draft thinking we were going to, you know, need to take a quarterback, and yet there's a guy there that you think a lot of staring at you in, you know, in the latter part of the draft, and I'm excited to get him and excited what he did in rookie minicamp, and glad to have him. I think we have a good mix of, you know, veteran player in Derek Carr and two young guys in Jake and Spencer. So excited about that.
Did his arm kind of jump off the charts, actually?
Yeah, I think that did for everyone. You know, this guy's a talented passer.
Back to how you spend in free agency. I mean, I think one thing I've noticed is, I don't want to get into specific names too much, but as an example, Andres Pete stands out as a guy who would have been a nice safety net.
Yeah.
He's played guard and tackle for you. Backup quarterback position, you didn't spend a lot of money. I mean, were there areas where, look, we're going to have to go with some young players with some depth as opposed to wanting to resist that urge to spend $4 or $5 million on a guy who kind of plugs an immediate hole?
Well, look, I think that depends upon the circumstance. Do you have, you know, guys on your roster that you feel comfortable can step up into those roles, or do you feel like you don't? And if you don't, you know, you're going to need to go get, you know, get those types of guys. And you know, Andres is a good example. We made, you know, attempts to get him re-signed, and he chose to go someplace else, which that's what free agency is about. And look, Andres was a good pick for us and played for us for a long time. Excited. For him, I know he's got a new chapter. He's probably excited about a new team, and wish him nothing but the best of luck.
You have a lot of new faces on the offensive side of the ball and coaching side. Clint Kubiak's been here for a while. A lot of the staff got to see him for the first time on the field. Rookie camp, OTA start tomorrow. From your perspective, how have you seen him settle in? How are they coming along?
Yeah, look, I think it's really too soon for me to make any kind of, you know, blanket statements or judgments, but, you know, clearly he's really smart. They know what they want in terms of the type of players, you know, they want at each position, and they obviously have a great scheme and know exactly what, you know, what the players are going to be required to do. And right now is just the early process of getting that communicated. You know, players and coaches getting to know each other, and I think we're off to a good start.
I think the play action pass will make.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Easier on the offensive line and the quarterback.
Yeah, I think that does for any team. Look, it's hard to pass protect in the NFL with the talent on the defensive line. So anything that we can do to give our offensive linemen even a little bit of an advantage would be a good thing.
Ed might have just answered my next question, but what gives you the most optimism that even though he'll be introduced to a new system, that Derek Carr will sort of take the next step forward for this offense in his second year here?
Yeah, look, I think, I mean, there's a lot of variables with that, Mike. You know, new system, yeah, it's, you know, it's different coaches, but look, you know, there's a lot of crossover between all of these systems. There's a lot of things that Derek's familiar with. He, you know, he's not a new player. He's a veteran player that's been in several offenses over the years, and he'll adapt really quickly. I'm confident of that. And look, there'll be a familiarity with his teammates that didn't exist last year, and there'll be look, hopefully he can stay healthy all year, and I think we're off to a good start in that regard.
How much do you look forward just the OTA part of the calendar?
Yeah, look, I love this part of the season, the off season, you know, the draft, free agency, getting into these OTAs. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm and optimism, and it's an exciting part of the year.
I apologize if I forget if we've asked you about Chase Young before, but what do you like about his potential? And obviously, you knew that the surgery was going to take place and everything.
Yeah.
But what made that all feel good for you guys?
Oh shoot!
Yeah.
I don't know that I've been able to. Look, I think this: when he came out, was it 3 years ago? Look, he was one of the best defensive prospects we'd seen in a while, and he had a great early first season. Then he's dealt with some injuries and some circumstances that are both within his control and out of his control. And you know, you get a player that's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder and ready to prove something with his level of talent is, you know, exciting for us. And look, I'm excited because he's excited. He's excited to be here with this group, and he's been very enthusiastic. He's dove into the deep end of the pool with us. There's no toe in the water with him. And all that is really exciting.
All right, that was Mickey. Of course, one of the big things that Mickey had talked about here was he made mention of the fact that Andrus Pete situation that occurred with Andrus. They attempted to try to re-sign Andrus Pete, but Andrus decided to go somewhere else, you know, and Andrus like, no, I'm good. I've been there, done that. I'm going to go to the other side of things. So they went to the Raiders. So that was interesting that they try to bring Andrus Pete back, you know? So if they would have signed Andrus back, would have been interesting to see which direction the Saints would have went in the draft. That would have been interesting. Would they still had tried to get another tackle, or would have been interesting to see just how that would have went. But, you know, yeah, John said, John said the question, do you think Rattler has a good arm? Do you think play action will help your offense? Come on. They got to ask him something, bro. You know, do you think, I mean, just softballing it up, bro, you know, softballing it up. But yeah, man, like I said, not all of them is, you know, not all those guys asking the question the truth. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. You know, like I've named a handful of them that will get you the information. We wouldn't have had the information we would have had about Laddie Daddy today if it wasn't for Mike Triplett asking him at the back in the interview. And right after he asked that question, Dennis Allen said, okay, guys, I'm out of here. So that was big impressive. If Triplett didn't ask that question, the biggest news you probably would have got out the presser was the fact that Mickey talked about trying to re-sign Andrus Peat. So, I mean, just interesting, man, to be honest with you, man. But like I said, you got to press on. And some of them, man, some are better than others, just to keep it real with you, man. But anyway, let's go to the last one. And this is our guy, Cam Jordan. You know, always Cam, man. Cam's always coming up with some stuff. Is Cam Jordan found?
The offseason for the organization, how do you think it's gone?
Are we talking about just encompassing the entire offseason? I think that, what do we have, like 90% participation for the OTAs part of it? I think that's excellent. I think that we drafted to our needs. I'm excited. I got another D tackle. I mean, in my mind, I'm always going to go draft 7 D tackles throughout all our rounds, but it's cool. I think where we're headed is hopefully towards a better playoff picture.
What about Chase in terms of having him on that defensive line when he finally gets healthy and he gets out there for you guys?
I'll answer that when he's healthy and able to hit. I mean, I know he had neck surgery. I couldn't even tell you which vertebrae situation that is. But we see him in the building every day, and every day he's out there rehabbing right beside me. Yeah. So it's great to see him, and can't wait to actually put some pads on. Right now, this is all just speculation until we put pads on, until we start hitting people, until we get through preseason. And once we start to see some live bullets, I'll know exactly what we're dealing with. But this is the time for speculation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How is your rehab going?
It's going, you know, almost to where I want to be. I wouldn't say exactly where I want to be, but we're headed there. We're trending.
I heard somebody say that you look skinny.
I appreciate that.
So what have you been able to do?
Not eat. Yeah, a lot of not eating because you're not working as hard. I mean, almost cleared for running. Like, we're pretty much there. We're getting closer. Once I get cleared for this running, yeah, we're going to take off.
What does that mean for the next 4 weeks?
Nothing. Great question. Ooh. It is the time for speculation, isn't it? No, I think that there's a game plan that's put in place, and I think – should see some field, maybe, most likely, hopefully.
Walking through, at least.
I mean, I've been walking through for a couple of weeks now. Walking through is not the issue. I think with more time, this thing will heal, and that's all we're sort of dealing with. We're just working with time. It's not like there's any adverse reactions that I've had, so everything's going according to plan.
Speaking of speculation, could we ask you about the game on October 17th? What is it going to be like to see Sean wearing a different visor?
Is that the 7 o'clock p.m. Yes. Thursday night game?
Yes.
Not that.
How weird is that going to be just to see him on a different sideline for a guy who coached you pretty much your entire career?
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. Like I said, it's not that I've like circled it on a calendar or like marked it down that we have to win that game, but it feels like we have to win that game. Everybody knows who Sean Payton is. We can't let him. Yeah, can't let him do that one.
Speaking of the schedule, we've seen some of your thoughts on social, but overall,
what
do you think?
Overall, we have a schedule that we have to walk down. I think I settled my initial reactions on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Everybody feels like I think we have – they said it's a sort of relatively easy schedule. I don't get what's easy in the NFL, but I think that there's games that we can win and hopefully take advantage of, and there's games that we have to overcome elements.
You feel like last year was a missed opportunity?
I feel like every year we're not in the playoffs is a missed opportunity. I'm in my second time going, 3 years without playoffs. I think the first one was, 14, 15, 16, something like that, 15, 16, 17. And now we're in a stint where we have to get out this rut. And hopefully this is, like I said, this is the year we push for playoffs, and I don't want to push for playoffs. I feel like there's a Super Bowl in New Orleans, and if there is one here, then I feel like we should be there. But that's how I feel every year. So what do I know?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Cam Jordan, man. Cam, you talking like we want to hear, man. You talking like how we want to hear our players talk. We want the playoffs. We're not a bottom feeding team. We are a very talented, loaded team with talent all over the place. And we deserve playoffs. This is not a rebuilding team insofar as we done lost this and that and the third. Saints have been at the line for the last 3 years. It's time to get over that line. Not only get over that line, but win the playoffs game. Not only just get to the playoffs, but win the playoff game. Let's not just get to the playoffs like we said with the Pelicans. Let's just get to the playoffs. The Pelicans get to the playoffs, and they got to the playoffs, and they didn't do nothing when they got there. Just got beat the hell up. We need the Saints to get to the playoffs and at least win a game. Win one and just keep it pushing. But like I said, when you think about the New Orleans Saints team, like I said before, I feel the exact same way Cam Jordan feels. And I have to agree with when he talks like that. We are a playoff team, and we are beyond up to me. I'm thinking we are a playoff team. We are a lot better than what we've been showing over the last several years. No doubt about it, in my opinion. And that's where the frustration comes in, is that we are better than this. We are better than this. Way better than this. Way better the hell, you know, than this. And that's my frustration. Anyway, let's look at this, fam. Information right here. Saints, and this is, you know, some scheduling just to make you guys aware of it, of showing you, well, you know, that the first two are expired the first day. You know, you're looking at the rookie minicamp dates, and of course, coming up May the 21st through the 23rd is the OTA offseason workouts. That's the offseason workouts for the Saints. And then they break after on the 23rd, and then they come back for the May the 28th and May to May 30th. And then they break again, and then they come back June 3rd through the 6th. Then they break, and then they come back June 11th through 13th for the mandatory minicamp. So these are your OTAs, OTA dates and timelines. So tomorrow they'll have some stuff going on in terms of workouts and their voluntary workouts, just to let the family know. Don't expect too much from the veterans that are dealing with the issues. The media is invited to cover the OTAs, and the family members are not allowed. So we should be getting something, you know, out of it. You know, we'll see if they have a veteran or two that they'll bring in or something like that. But overall, the OTAs are just the workouts voluntarily wise. So they anticipate, and that's what people's asking. You know, what are you anticipating? And Cam mentioned it, pretty high turnout. And usually that should be the case when you have a lot of team people coming to the team, and the team is kind of, not been doing what it's supposed to. So you'll see a lot of guys step in and get the process going early. And that's always a good thing, man, because we really need to turn this around this season. Please, no more garbage time football. Please, no more misrepresenting the Who Dat Nation. They deserve way better than what we've been getting over the last 3 years. And we're not taking it no more, man. We're not putting up with the excuses. We're not putting up with the distraction bull crap. We're not putting up with people soft-shoeing for the Saints and paid people coming up and spinning narratives. This is a functional team. We're not putting up with none of that, brother. I'm sorry. Our patience is at an end, and y'all notice when y'all hear me talk, you hear frustration in my voice, because I'm not playing it no more. I'm not putting up with it no more. I'm not playing that no more. Y'all gonna make a change. Y'all will make a change. We need to. My patience has run out. I'm sorry, fam, and that's what you hear when you listen to the show. And family, like, you've been hitting them hard out. Yes, because I'm tired. I'm sick of people making fun of the Saints. I'm tired of the people laughing at the Saints. I'm tired of the Saints doing crazy stuff, infighting, off-code coach, off-code general manager, talking crazy, misdirection, not taking responsibility for your action, quarterback staring people down. Just tired of the BS. And it's time for the Saints to do what they're supposed to do, which is to take the NFC South and ultimately get into the playoffs and at least win a playoff game. At least. It's not too much to ask for. We've provided you the resources. We've given you everything that we've got. It's time for you to pay it back. And we're not giving any more. I'm sorry, we're not. We're not giving you any more than what we've given you. And it's time for you to show out. We We're not doing it no more. Your time, it's what it is, fam. Our patience has run out. We're not doing it anymore. I'm sorry. You know, you don't have the same people back in the day, you know, blindly following the same. We're not blindly following you guys. No. Enough is enough. It's time to put up a shut up. Bottom line. Hell. Anyway, yeah, man. Big ups to the fam, man. Appreciate y'all being here, man. Like I said, I wasn't going to try to keep y'all. I just wanted to go over some of these interviews. It was the Cesar Ruiz interview. I just don't have time for that one today, but shout out to Cesar Ruiz. And listen, we learned some stuff. Hopefully, you know, we heard what Dennis Allen said with the Lattimore thing. He says positive and they're moving forward, you know, a little gray area there, but hopefully, you know, the Saints stay with Lattimore. The Saints are better with Marshawn Lattimore. Keep him, you know, along with the secondary we have. And of course, we know Paulson Adebo's contract is coming up next year, and he's going to be looking to get paid just like Laddie Daddy got his bread.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.